Hello, this is Marilyn Forman from inspiringparentsandkids.com. I wanted to share with you a piece today about one of the things I speak about often is our own intuition, which we have sort of shut down in over time. We're getting a less and less connected to our own instincts. And when it comes to parenting, those are vital, those instincts. And, you know, we've sort of lost trust in what we know deep down in our core to be what's right and what's wrong. We have read a lot of books, heard a lot of people speaking. We've learned parenting from how we grew up. We learned what works, what doesn't, what feels nice, what doesn't feel nice from our own experience as kids. And also, from the books we've read, the people we've talked to, the opinions we've collected over time on what's correct parenting. But during all that, we're slowly losing our own instincts, our own intuition as to what's right and what's wrong. When you are having a moment with your child and you feel out of control and snap at them about something, lose your temper, or say something, and you know as it's coming out of your mouth that it's the wrong thing to say, that's your intuition, it's your own instincts. It may be something you heard growing up. I mean, you know, previous generations used to hear, well, just wait until your dad gets home, which meant something at the time, and it was something that mothers would use because it worked. It didn't make it right. And they probably knew deep down that that's not right. For one thing, you don't want to make the fathers wrong in any way or have them be the bad guy, because that's what they'll grow up thinking, that the male is the bad guy. And that's not what you want for your child. And it also creates the idea that the woman, the mother, is the weak one, has to wait for the father to get home. So there's so many different conversations and learnings that are underneath these incorrect old uses of parenting that we don't take into account in the moment. Everything we do has an impact. But when you follow your instincts and really trust what you know in your core, not from what you've learned, not from your own experiences, not from what you've seen so-called work in other situations, but what you know to be right. I remember numerous times when I was bringing up my kids, I would be in the middle of saying something to them and going, where is this coming from? And it's not right. And stopping in the middle of a sentence and going, you know what? Sorry, girls. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but it's not me and it's not what I meant to say. Here's where I'm stuck. And be completely honest with them. No matter what age, you know, you have an infant and they're crying and crying and crying and you don't know what to do. Rather than lose your temper from being out of control, you know, tell your child, oh, I wish I could help you right now. I know you're uncomfortable and I'm doing my best to figure out what it is that you're looking for. At least they know they're being acknowledged for what they're feeling. They also know that you don't know what you're doing. And that's great to teach our children that we don't always know what we're doing. Is a brilliant gift because it allows them to grow up knowing they don't have to have all the answers. What a lesson it is. Wouldn't it be great if we all grew up thinking that mistakes were really something not that serious? They were just another way of learning. They didn't mean anything. They didn't mean we were wrong or bad or anything else. All it meant was we didn't get it the way we wanted to the first time. So follow your instincts, and if your instincts are telling you you don't know, you're doing something that's not right, then listen to that, and even tell your child that if you need to. It's not a sign of weakness to be honest with your child, because that's another parenting past belief that parents have to have all the answers. They have to show that they're in control. They have to show they know what they're doing. That doesn't do our kids any favors whatsoever. We need to be honest with our kids about what we're going through, our own learning process, that we may not know what we're doing. And that's okay. And that's just perfectly okay. It's a great relief when you can actually sit your child down and go, you know what? I don't know the answer to this, or I don't know how to handle this situation. You know, I mean, my experience is that, you know, this would happen, and I know that's not the right way to handle it with you. So, you know, I'd like to work with you on how we can best handle this situation. If they do something wrong, they draw on your walls, you know, things like that. Just go, you know what, I'm really upset right now just because you drew on my walls, but I don't want to overreact, so I'm just going to step back for a moment, but can you please not do that, and we'll talk about it in a little while. Step away when you're angry, and go back later and go, this is why I'm upset. It's really hard to get crayons off the walls, and then it leaves a mark, and I love that you want to draw, and I would love to have your art in the right place. So how about we get some paper? And we'll put a picture, and you can put a picture up on the fridge. How about that? Or how about we go out into the driveway and use some sidewalk chalk and draw a really nice picture on our driveway? You know, so you're not shutting down anything, but you're telling them there's a right place and a wrong place, and a good place and a not so great place for different things to happen. And why? Because the consequences that are involved, cleaning the walls and things like that. You know, there's always a way around it without letting go of boundaries, because sometimes over time, parenting has changed from being very strict to being completely the other extreme, where having no boundaries whatsoever, and neither one is helpful to a child growing up or a parent living through that process. Boundaries are great as long as it doesn't lead to over control. Having boundaries is a great thing, because it allows our children to have boundaries in their lives too, and us honoring them is really important if we want them to honor ours. It's when we need to control our kids to a point where they're way beyond necessary that you're going to get into a problem, and it's going to backfire later in your life. So follow your instincts. And if you don't know in the moment, something doesn't feel right, that's your instincts. Step away. Don't do what you're going to do. Don't say what you're going to say. Handle it in a different manner. And tune back into those instincts, because that's where all your answers are. That's where the correct parent is underneath all those past beliefs or what we've read, incorrect things we've read over time and correct things. And the instincts are the ultimate answer if you can tap into them. So start becoming aware of what your instincts, how your instincts communicate with you. When you're saying something, can you hear some voice in your head saying, don't say that, don't say that? That might be your instincts. You may get a sore stomach or nervousness, or your shoulders or neck tense up. That might be a way your instincts communicate with you. It's a personal thing. It's a personal behavior and a personal feeling. See what works for you, what your instincts, how your instincts communicate with you, and use them, because that's where the correct parent is, deep inside of you, in your instincts. You know how best to handle any situation. And that's my little kid bit for today. This is Marilyn talking to you from inspiringparentsandkids.com. Feel free to email me at any time and contact me with any feedback or anything like that. And keep following this podcast. Have a fabulous parenting day. I hope it's very rewarding for everybody involved.